Hello, everyone, and welcome back to this sweet episode of The Sugar Show. I'm Shannon, the Sugar Mama, your host, and today we are going to bring to you Sugar of the Nile. And I have one of the partners of the business, Mark S.A. here. Thanks for joining us, Mark.
Thanks for having us.
He is joining us from all the way up in Canada. Where exactly in Canada are you all?
We are just outside of Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, right in the middle, right above North Dakota.
Oh my gosh, is it snowing like crazy?
We're just starting to melt, which is nice.
Oh, good. Hopefully you can get out a little bit. So we're just going to get down to it, Mark. Help us to understand, you started in 2002 with Sugar of the Nile. So a very long time you have been a member of this sugar community. Help us to understand how your business started.
Well, I can't take a lot of credit for the startup in 2002. Emily's mom, Lynn Ingram, and her husband, Bruce Ingram, they started the business in their basement with a turkey cooker, just trying to perfect the perfect blend of sugar. I mean, the Egyptians have figured it out 2,000 years ago, but it's taken us now a little bit tough time to, what I believe, re-perfect it. And we've come a long way.
So now you manufacture, obviously not in the basement with a turkey baster, a turkey cooker. Tell us about your facilities up there and how much you've grown in 18 years.
Absolutely. Well, Emily's been fundamental in terms of expanding our business, you know, getting involved with social media, going out to shows, promoting our product, and really promoting sugaring in general. You know, our belief at Sugar of the Nile is it doesn't matter what product you use, as long as you're using a quality product and you're doing it right. So we really want the message out there that sugaring is a technique. You need to learn how to do that technique. And obviously, the greater the product, the greater your results will be. So we've evolved. We certainly, you know, are not in a basement anymore with a turkey cooker, but we do make a lot of sugar. We have a 4,000 square foot warehouse that is, you know, controlled in terms of environment, in terms of heat, humidity. And we want our, because our product is so pure, there's just sugar, water, and lemon in there. We have to make sure that our environment is pristine to create that quality product so that it, A, is fantastic, and B, lasts.
I think it's really important, especially now, to understand what goes into making sugar and the sanitation requirements and the cooking requirements. So, you know, it really is something that needs to be done in a controlled environment. And talk about what goes into, kind of in general, what goes into actually making the paste.
Well, obviously it's, you know, that's our secret recipe.
Right.
So I'm not going to give you too many of the juicy details, but obviously, you know, you need to make sure that you have the right conditions. You know, anybody can make sugar paste on their stove, but typically what you get there is inconsistent. Often it's sticky. Often it turns hard right away when you use it. Our paste from the top of the jar to the bottom of the jar is consistent and it lasts. And the same dip with your glove into that jar will be the same as your last, so that you are getting maximum usage out of each product.
Which is really, really key, because sugaring professionals that have been doing this a long time understand that they need to trust that paste, like you said, from the top of the jar all the way down to the bottom. And they need to know that when they get a case of sugar that comes in, that it's not going to be crystallized, that it's going to be the same formulation every time, so they don't have to wonder when they open a new jar whether or not it's going to work the same as the last jar that they had. So I really appreciate that you all monitor this very, very closely, and your ingredients and the way with which you cook the product and prepare the product is so rigid and similar. That's really the key, I think.
Thank you. And yeah, we take pride in that. You know, we don't have any additives. We don't have anything in there to hold it together. It's just sugar, water, and lemon. And when you're dealing with a situation like that, with something that is so susceptible to heat and humidity, you really have to watch every single jar that you pour. And so we do that. You know, we're a family business. Every jar is hand poured, so we can guarantee, you know, box of 12, the first jar and the 12th jar will be identical. And 6 months down the road, you order another case, it's going to be the same again. And we ship all over the world, you know, so we have people in Africa, we have people in Hawaii, really hot and humid places. And, you know, our product needs to A, last the trip there, and B, be able to sit in the spa and not break down.
There are so many factors I don't think people realize.
Absolutely, right? I mean, you look at the climate in North America, and there are four extreme seasons, and you go from the north to the south, you're going to hit regions that are very different as well. So you have to have a product with no preservatives that can handle that and not be a soupy mess by the time it gets to its destination.
So it's taken a while to really perfect that recipe and that. No wonder why you guard it. So yes. Tell us about your pre and post products.
Well, that's interesting, because originally we just started with the paste, but then our clients were asking for support products. You know, our paste is an all natural product, which people love, because if you have sensitive skin, or even if you just have, you know, atypical skin that responds well to our product, but then your pre and post products were something off the shelf that contained chemicals and stuff, people were getting reactions. And so they requested, you know, an all natural product for before and for after. And so over time, we've developed those to support the line as well. And people really love them as well.
And is your the ingredients in your products, are they organic? Is that possible? Tell us about kind of how you came.
We use organic. Thank you. We use organic where we can, but every single product in there is all natural. We recently, we had our Invigon product for ingrowns, had salicylic acid in there, but that was the one ingredient that was not a natural product. So we removed that and replaced it with a natural ingredient that does the similar, and our clients have loved it.
So tell me a little bit about Invigon, because I have not experienced that yet. I can't wait for it to arrive so I can play with that a little bit. Tell us about that product.
Excellent. Well, you know, a lot of times certain clients, when regardless of their hair removal technique, will have ingrowns. And the Invigon is a natural product that helps, you know, prevent the ingrown hair from happening.
I love it. I can't wait to get my hands on it. So tell us about tell us about what you are seeing in the industry. You know, in the very beginning, when it was Emily's mother that started this recipe, tell us about the changes that you're seeing, where you're starting to ship more sugar to, where you're seeing like just this influx of people really wanting to learn to sugar. Is there a particular country that's really kind of come alive with their sugar ordering?
We have noticed a tremendous increase in the U.S. We've always been in Canada. Obviously, that's where we're from, and it's we're nationwide here. We have distributors everywhere. The West Coast, of course, as you know, they have bought into the sugar industry first and foremost. That's our biggest clientele, is the West Coast of the U.S. And then the Midwest, I would say, would be the area that is now really growing and developing. The East Coast, I'm not sure what's taken them so long, but we do our best to get them fired up and get some exposure out there, but they've been the slowest to join on board. So, yeah.
So besides Canada and the U.S., just out of curiosity, what is the next biggest country that has got sugar in their hands?
Well, ironically, Romania is our next biggest country, largely because she's been with us for so long. So anything that starts to develop in Europe in terms of something online, we refer to her to help promote her business. We're very much a family business, and we love other family businesses. We have C. Michaels in California and her daughter Wendy in Colorado, and they're just the most lovely people. And, you know, if we're going to be spending money and, you know, helping business and stuff, we want to do that to family. And our Romania client as well, she's fantastic. So she's all over Europe, but she's primarily in Romania.
I love that you have distributors all over the world. And I will say thank you for choosing C and Wendy with Alexander's Aesthetics and Alexander's Aesthetics 2 in Colorado. I have been ordering supplies from them for, 18 years, and they are lovely, lovely, lovely people. And I love that family-owned, stick-together mentality that you all have. It's really pretty neat. So thank you for choosing them, because it makes working with Sugar of the Nile and Alexander's a delight, especially because they have such great training facilities.
Absolutely. And I mean, they picked us as well. We met C at the Las Vegas Aesthetic Show, and I mean, they're hardcore waxers. They have every possible waxing product known to man. And she came over, and she's a very smart woman and a very smart businesswoman. And she saw our product, and she saw, you know, this is something that's going to take off. And, you know, that's why she's been successful, because she's got a great mind for business. And she connected. We went out for dinner with her and her husband, and absolutely loved them and what they stood for. And yeah, it's been a fantastic relationship ever since.
I love that. And I am so glad that you are coming on the Sugar Show podcast today, because I think it's really important for people to see the faces behind the sugar. I think that it's important for people to really understand, you know, that we're all in this together, and we really can, you know, help people to put down their wax sticks and put natural product in their hands. And with companies like yours, we can get that job done. So thank you for joining us on the podcast today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
And for those of you that are in the Sugar Tribe group, or you're in the Sugar Tribe coaching group, I'm really excited because Mark is and Emily are going to be sending me down some product, and I am going to get my hands on the Sugar of the Nile. I've actually used the product before. Alexander's a few years ago, C and Farhana had, and Tiffany Montalbano, the trainer, they had me play with your products once before, and I was very pleased. So I'm looking forward to getting my hands back on it again. We will be doing an unboxing for all of you so that you can virtually taste it, but feel it and smell it through my words as well. So I look forward to spending some time with you when we can get to the next show and really boosting this sugar thing throughout the US. So thanks, Mark. And thank you to all of you who have tuned in. And I look forward to seeing you in the next class.
Hello, beauty professionals and sugar professionals. This is Shannon, your sugar mama. I am really, really proud of this community and how hard everyone works all the time. And I want you to all know that there's so much education out there for all of you. And if you're kind of on the fence, you're not sure if you want a sugar, you want to just kind of see what the sugar thing is all about, we have a free Facebook group. We also, if you're ready to start sugaring, we have our basic certification course. And if you're an advanced sugar pro and you really got it all down, just need help with your business, maybe your technique, maybe some ideas, maybe some encouragement, we have the Sugar Tribe for you as well. So check any of the links in our show notes. They're pretty specific on all of the things that we have to offer as well. You can always go to our website, love2andsugar.com. Everything you need to know is there, from podcast episodes to a directory of sugaring professionals to information, advanced knowledge library. There's so much on there. So I look forward to meeting you at some point in the future. But until then, here are all the things that you can do to get yourself involved with sugar.